church today is not a prayer. Thank you for that which you have set in place for us. Thank you because the contributions and the rotations of heaven into our lives will not elude us today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we go into your word now. We say, speak to us deeply, speak to us gently, speak to us strongly, speak to us from the heart of a father to his children again this morning, and let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, everlasting Father, in Jesus' precious name. We pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning?
Yes.
As we go to the city of the Father of the Saints of the Lord, Father of the Lord, you look good. Good to see you and celebrate you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you excited to be in God's presence this morning?
Yes, sir.
The Lord God that has brought you, we bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How has been your week?
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, we continue from where we stopped. The way of an eagle in the air. The way of an eagle in the air. Proverbs chapter 18 and 19. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 18 and 19. Proverbs chapter 30, 18 and 19. It says, there are the three things which are too wonderful for me. It's a powerful king that was talking about this, a very wise man. He said, there are the three things which are too wonderful for me. He said, yea, four which I know not. Verse 19. He says, the way of an eagle in the air. Number one. Then he said, number two, the way of a serpent upon a rock. Number three, the way of a sheep in the midst of the sea. And number four, he said, the way of a man with a maid. And where our attention has been on the way of an eagle in the air. So this should be part what? Part six, right?
Yes, sir.
Part four?
Six.
It should be six.
Six.
Because the Sunday six, the first Sunday in January, right? Yes. Hallelujah. I will be looking at the way of an eagle in the air. Okay, it's four. The way of an eagle in the air. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. I will say the word way of an eagle there. It means what? It means system of an eagle. Technology of an eagle. Technique by which the eagle flies. Hallelujah. Or the mystery of the flight of an eagle. And we have been looking at series of faith on the eagle. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we've discussed so many mysteries and we teach so many lessons. Well, lesson number one. Which one was the last one? Alright, that was number what? Is it eight?
The mystery of brokenness.
Brokenness, yes, brokenness. It was.
Eight.
Hallelujah. Alright, praise the Lord. So we're going to continue from there. We'll begin looking at another set of mysteries today of the eagle. Hallelujah. There are about 74 different species. Between 60 and 74, depending on the material you are reading. But we have between 60 and 74 different species of an eagle. But somebody classified all these different species into two. Number one, he classified them as the golden eagle and the imperial eagle. Either it's a golden eagle or an imperial eagle. So any eagle that is in the golden category, anything that is golden, simply means what? Divine. So it is what? Divine. And if it is imperial, it means supreme authority. So anything about the eagle is what? It's supreme. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know, we are not the chickens. Hallelujah. You know, because I was studying the eagle, I said, let me even study other birds. Why is it that God decided not to call himself chicken? Why did he decide not to call himself a turkey or an ostrich? He decided to call himself an eagle. Why? So I said, okay, let me even look at some of the traits of a chicken. And I remember something I saw about chicken. You know what I saw about chicken? One day, I saw some group of chickens, they were taking themselves, fighting seriously, vigorously. So one of them will carry something, he will move. And all the other will run after it, and will start fighting. He will pick it, anyone that picks it will run. All the others will run after it. So I was curious. So I went there, I wanted to see what they are actually running after. Guess what we are running after? The paper. paper. Now, they can't eat it. Even when they eat it, they don't digest. Now they are busy fighting themselves and running over paper. Now, God cannot call himself a chicken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because they are not focused. They don't fly. It's not only they are in danger and they don't even fly high. They just fly in it. I'm sure most of us have never seen a chicken flying before. Even if you see a chicken flying, you start rebuking it. Because it's strange. Hallelujah. That's a chicken. I saw that they were fighting over paper and blood was coming out of their bodies. Paper. They can't eat it. Even if they eat it, they can't digest it. And they are busy pursuing themselves around it. And you see them all grumbling, complaining, arguing and fighting from morning to night. That's a chicken. Hallelujah. But thank God we are not chicken. We are equals. Praise the Lord. Alright, let's please can you quickly show me some pictures? Let's look at these pictures. As we pick the first lesson for today. What is this? Have you seen it before? Do you like it? Is it beautiful? Okay, this is eaglets. These are eaglets. Look at the way they look. If you see this one in the night, what will you do? You will take off. Would you run away? So they look like a bandit. Look at them. These are eaglets. Look at them. Can you show, there is another one that looks. Show me that one. There is another picture. Look at this one. Do you like them? But these are eagles. These are eagles. In the making, they are eaglets, but they are eagles in the making. But look at the way they look. Very ugly. They look like raccoons. Do you know the animal they call raccoons? How many people know the animal they call raccoons? You have seen raccoon before. Yes. If raccoon is thought to be one of the ugliest animals ever created. Hallelujah. Look at how ugly they are. Look at them. Can you show me the picture of a full blown eagle now? These are eaglets. Have you seen them? If they dance with some of you as it, you won't, right? But look at an eagle. Do you like this?
Yes.
Does it look beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Does it look attractive? Show me one that is flying. I'm going somewhere this morning. Look at this. Do you like this? Does it look beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Does it look like what you look like?
No.
That's an eagle. So my first lesson this morning is what I call the mystery of the maturity of an eagle. The mystery of the maturity of an eagle. Every eagle starts out as an eaglet. Every eagle starts out as an eaglet. But now here is this gist. The eaglet that remains an eaglet will never become an eagle. Do you understand that? Every eagle starts out as an eagle, as an eaglet. But they do not remain eaglets. They grow, they mature to become an eagle. Every eaglet starts out like that in life. And it's interesting to know. I'm talking about maturity now. Everybody that comes to Christ, they look like an eaglet. They look ugly. Hallelujah. Some people, their life has been so bastardized in the world. So many things have gone wrong in their lives. So many things have gone wrong in their destiny. Wrong characters, terrible behaviors. And yet, you come into the Christian fold. That's where we came. Hallelujah. Christ said, just come. He didn't say, go and clean up yourself. As soon as you can clean up your character, as soon as you can clean up your behavior, you don't really need Christ in the first place. That's the meaning. But it's because you can't do it for yourself. That's why he said, just come. Just come. The way you are. And that's why that songwriter said, as I, just as I am without complete. Remember that song?
Yes.
That's the meaning. Just come. It doesn't matter the character. It doesn't matter the behavior. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how ugly you look. Come like an eaglet. It doesn't matter how ugly you look like in a food. It doesn't matter. What did he say? Just come. As soon as you come, certain things begin to happen that transforms your life, that takes you from the realm of an eaglet to the realm of the eagle. And you need to do that. Are you following me this morning?
Yes,
hallelujah. So every eagle starts out as an eaglet. Ugly, dirty looking, inside the nest. But certain things happen to it and transforms it directly from the nest and makes it to become an eagle that can soar. We are looking at the mystery of the maturity of an eagle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about Christian maturity. What is Christian maturity this morning? What is Christian maturity? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20. I'm reading from the ESV. Do you have ESV? ESV. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20. 1 Corinthians 14 20. ESV. Thank you. He said, brothers, do not be children in your thinking. You can remain children in Hebrew. But in your thinking, be mature. Wow. Hallelujah. He said, in certain things about your life, you can decide to remain in place. But he said, in your thinking, in your proposal, be mature. So, what is maturity? What is Christian maturity? Christian maturity is defined as what? Spiritual maturity. And what does it mean? It simply means becoming like Christ. Becoming like what? Like Christ. Like a full-blown evil. That is Christian maturity. Developing the qualities of Christ. Looking more and more like Jesus. That is Christian maturity. Galatians chapter 4, verse 10. Galatians chapter 4, verse 10. Again. Galatians chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 19. Galatians 4, 19. Galatians 4. 19. Go to 19 for me. 419. It says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. That's the definition of Christian maturity. He said, the essence of coming to Christ, the giant eagle himself, is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. He is the eagle. But the Bible says, before your eaglet can transform to become an eagle, what do you need to do? You need to mature. So that's why we're looking at what? The concept of Christian maturity. So Christian maturity simply means we measure your Christianity and your maturity in the kingdom by how much of Jesus you look. Do you understand? So the more you resemble Christ, the more mature you are becoming in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what are the advantages of Christian maturity? What are the advantages of Christian maturity? Number one, maturity brings beauty. Maturity brings beauty. Psalm 144, verse 12. Maturity brings beauty. Maturity brings beauty. Hallelujah. Now, I'll show you eaglet now. Many people don't want to be an eaglet. Many people say the eaglet is ugly. True, it's ugly. But do you know what? In some areas of our life, some of us, we are worse than the eaglet. Is that right? You know it. In some areas of our life, we are worse than that picture of an eaglet. Hallelujah. And you know what? Look at what Psalm 144 verse 12 says. It says that our sons, that our sons may be as plants, grown up in their youth, talking about maturity, growth. He said that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the stability of the palace. Wow. Polished after the stability of the palace, bringing out the beauty. When you grow up, when you mature, to become an eagle that is beautiful, that can be admired. Do we understand that? Number two, advantage of maturity. When you mature as a believer, what belongs to you gets to you. Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 3. Galatians chapter 4, from verse 1 to 3. Look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. He says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Verse 2. He said, but is under to God and governors until the time appointed of the Father. And that's the problem. He said, the child, as long as he remains an eaglet, there are things that belong to him that will not be given to him. They will be given to another who is not giving it to him. Small, small. But when he matures, everything will be handed over to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter how Megadu loves effort. Praise the Lord. He's not going to buy him a deposit tomorrow and hand over the key to him. Is that the way it works? You say, but his son, he loves him. His father has the money. Hallelujah. His father has tried to buy him a deposit and has given him the key. Even I will not dedicate it. It's true. That's why we are going home now. I said, Edric is driving us. Eh? Will you be comfortable to sit in such a car? Why? Why? Because the point that comes to your mind is what? It's not mature for him. He's not tall enough to see the problems. So you won't see that in such a car. But do you know what? That's how many Christians are in some areas of their life. There are certain things that God collects for them. It belongs to them. But God has to keep it in the store, waiting for them to grow up. God loves you so much that he doesn't want you to die. So he's withholding some blessings from you so that you grow up to get them. There are things until you grow up and mature before you can be handed over to you. That's the way God works. Because he wants you on earth. He wants to fulfill your mandate. He wants to fulfill your assignment. So if you die, it's going to be a loss to heaven. So what do you do? You don't need prayer and fasting. You simply need to grow up and mature. Big enough to take that which belongs to you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Very critical. Number three. Maturity allows us to live childishness. It allows us to do what? Leave childishness. It makes us to know what we have passed. It makes us to know what we have passed. Maturity allows us to leave childishness. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. ESV. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Now look at it. He said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. Is that interesting? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you see an SS1 student, just let you go to a school, and enter their SS1. And see a student in SS1 using feeding bottle to drink water during break. What will you do? You just conclude that that class will probably be worse. Either something is wrong with that boy, right? Or something is wrong with the parents, or the boy is in the wrong class. He has just come there to greet his elder brother. I mean, because you will not see an SS1 student, even a GS1 student, can a GS1 student be using the bottle? Hallelujah. But do you know, there are so many Christians in their areas of life. They are more childish in their behavior. Hallelujah. That analogy I just gave to you. Maturity allows you to know what you have gone through. Maturity allows you to know what you have passed. Maturity allows you to grow up, to know the things that are no longer important and the things that are important. It helps you to clearly differentiate between things that matter and the things that do not matter. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Number four. Maturity removes from us oppression. It removes from us oppression. Or it removes us from oppression. Galatians 4 verse 2. 2 and 3. Galatians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. It says, but the child is under the cross and governors.